A woman down in South Brooklyn called us up one day. We didn't know who she was. Her girl, 15 years old, had been sent home from the hospital, incurable. She screamed. When I came into the house, I saw a sign on the wall, "Please, don't talk, pray." And the neighbors had gathered in the hall. They said, "What murder? They're letting that child die." And I came upstairs, and here was the doctor. He was shaking his head. He said, "We don't know what's the matter. We can't help her. The only thing we could do would be to cut her open and see if we could find something." And when he said that, the mother began to scream. Here was the child in bed screaming, and here was the mother screaming. What did I do? I began to laugh. The Holy Ghost did that. I went up to the mother. I said, "Listen. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. You know what God says? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." She told me that 5 members of her family had died of the same disease, and the doctors had never been able to find out what was the matter. So I called home on Seneca Avenue Friday night, asked my brother to pray in the meeting, and they did. And next morning, I said to Charles, "Let's go down and find out what's happened. I like to follow the matter up." When we came there, I found that whole house bathed in the glory of God. Came upstairs, the child met me smilingly. The mother smiled. She said she'd gone to bed right after I left, 7 o'clock, and slept right through till 7 o'clock in the morning. First time in weeks. And next Sunday, they came to Seneca Avenue and testified to the wonder that God had wrought for them.